We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Paul Crist Radio Show. Brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations. 4 in Madison, downtown, Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into our first Paul Crist Radio Show. Show of the season, better late than never, right? As the Badgers now getting ready for Friday's season opener at Camp Randall Stadium against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Our coverage from the camp will start at 5 o'clock, kickoff set for 7 o'clock Central Time, as the Badgers jump right into a West Division opponent and a team that knocked off Wisconsin last year. One of the bigger surprises in college football, Illinois getting a come-from-behind win. And there were two notable come-from-behind wins for the Illini, the Badger game, and then a couple of weeks later, they came back from 25 down in East Lansing to defeat Michigan State. So an improving Illinois team rolling into town on Friday night. The Badgers, of course, coming off yet another 10-win season, a trip to the Rose Bowl, and some certainly missing pieces from last year to this, with guys like Jonathan Taylor and Quintez Cephas and Zach Bond moving on, Chris Orr as well. But a lot of returning talent as well. We'll get you caught up on all things Badger football as Paul Crist getting his guys ready for Friday's season opener. We'll also hear from Badgers senior safety Colin Wilder. Played in all 14 games last season for the Badgers, and it'll be a big part of that secondary this season as well. We'll take this break. We'll get things started with head coach Paul Crist in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and Designated Driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's game day and everyone is coming over. Make sure your menu starting lineup includes Odyssey Feta Cheese, a great addition to dips, salads, pizzas, or nachos. Impress your guests with a trio of Odyssey Greek yogurt dips, bell pepper, French onion, and Southwest. They're great with chips or veggies. And the MVP goes to Buholzer Brothers Monster, Brick Havarti, and Dill Havarti Cheese. Delicious, versatile, and great for melting. Find more game day inspired appetizers, sides, and main dishes at OdysseyBrands.com and BuholzerBrothers.com.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On Wisconsin.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You take pride in the hard work you put into maximizing your soybean yields. But there's something to be said for recognizing a simpler way to boost your bushels. Introducing Enlist E3 soybeans from Dairyland Seed, the most advanced trait technology available in soybeans today. With the same application window you're used to, improve weed control and herbicides that land and stay on target. We're taking yields where they've never gone before. Discover how Enlist E3 soybeans are making farmers proud to plant Dairyland Seed at DairylandSeed.com.
If you're diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, you need care from people who treat cancer all the time. At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we are those people. We are a world-class team of cancer-fighting experts, from physicians and nurses to physical therapists, nutritionists, and all the dedicated medical professionals in between. We work together with you in hopes of one day finding that cure. UW Health. Remarkable.
Neighborhood tailgates, diehard Badger fans, and rich traditions like jump around and the fifth quarter make Camp Randall Stadium one of the most unique college football venues in America. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Johnsonville Brats, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, Pepsi, and Texas Roadhouse Peanuts. On Wisconsin.
We treasure the moments.
Down goes Texas! Down goes Texas! The defending champs are out! The Badgers will play for a national championship.
We cherish the traditions.
Here's Holberg for the title! There it is! The conference title is coming back to Madison. The Badgers are Big Ten champs for the sixth time in school history.
Now, let's protect the legacy.
By Wisconsin, it's down to the floor. Wisconsin knocks out Nebraska again. And the Badgers move from the Fieldhouse to the Final Four.
The experience we love as Badgers is at risk. But together, we can emerge from this challenge stronger than ever. Support the Badger Legacy Campaign and keep the Badgers among the nation's best. Learn more at supportthebadgers.org.
Coach Show all season long brought to you by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination. It's your official Wisconsin Happy Hour radio show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network, joined now by head coach Paul Crist. Full disclosure, this season, as we keep in mind the protocols. We are in the Buckingham Club here at Camp Randall Stadium, properly spaced, as always. Very important for the head coach to be properly spaced. Not so much me, but we got to keep the head coach in a bubble.
I don't agree with that. I do.
I think that's far more important. We've talked in the days and even the last few weeks leading up to a game week how impressed you've been, you and your staff, with these young players. There's that old line, and I think it holds through the years because it's true, is that the young folks are a lot more resilient than maybe the rest of us. And it seems like this whole episode has been the latest example of that.
It is. You're right. We've talked about this probably for a number of years, but this year it certainly has been reinforced to me. And you know, and I've said this to a number of people that, you know, I've always felt fortunate doing what I do, and yet this year particularly, you know, being around these guys and whether we're talking about, you know, what's happening with COVID and all that, what was going on with, is there a season? Is there not going to be a season? And kind of the ups and downs of that, talking about different things that were going on in our country. It was always, I always look forward to the time where you could have real conversations and really get to know the perspective that our players were bringing. And it helps me, and I think it helps us as coaches. And I think that we're really fortunate because these guys are smart. And they bring a different perspective, maybe a different outlook on things that makes you think. And, like, you know, that's a good point. And they kind of get it. And then when you get around, you know, or you hear different, whether it's on TV or you hear, you know, different conversations when it's just all adults. And those ones are a lot more depressing. You know, I mean, I really enjoy being around these guys. And I know that there's a big age difference, you know, myself and the players, but I love being around this group.
Yeah, it's always been. I always think of when I'm hearing you here, I think of guys like Dakota Dixon, JT, Jonathan Taylor. You know, we all know how good he is on a football field. Really bright guy, and that just scratches the surface of the guys who are late teens, early 20s, where us older folks walk away. We're the ones who felt like we've learned something, right?
You're absolutely right, and I think that's, will forever be grateful, and it is so much the best part of my, they call it a job, but you know, being around and being impacted by them. You hope as a coach that you're impacting others, but you know that they're impacting you equally, if not more. And I think when you have that type of a relationship, those are pretty fun to be in and healthy, and they'll challenge you. You know, I think that's what I like about it, and they'll make you think of things maybe a little bit different, and yet I think they're also open to listening and open to sharing. And it could be, you know, this summer, you know, there's a lot of talk of what was going on, you know, kind of across the country, and people were talking about, geez, these are uncomfortable conversations, and it's, that's kind of the farthest thing from it when you know, the world that I get to live in. And it's just finding out, you know, learning and finding out. And you mentioned a couple of the best, but, you know, it wouldn't take us long and we could write down a huge list. You can't do a Mount Rushmore of that group. And I think truly grateful for that, because we've been around a lot of guys that impact you in a number of different ways.
Yeah, no, very well said. And I think there are a lot of guys who've on this year's team, any number who fit that very description as well. Going back to football and how these guys have dealt with everything around them, and again, specifically with the pandemic, you know, a few of them openly admitted they had doubts at times, right? There's that emotional roller coaster, had doubts whether there would even be a season. Does it seem like forever since the last game, since January 1st, or do you even think of it in that respect now?
I think it does seem like a long time ago, because it's been such a different type of off season. And, you know, I think maybe to a fault that, you know, we are so kind of programmed. You know, we're going and we got winter condition and we got spring football and you kind of then they go home for a little bit and we come back and we got summer and then you got fall camp and there's a rhythm to it. And this year certainly didn't have a rhythm. And so that part's different. I think that's, you know, certainly when we were on the field practicing, felt like, geez, we haven't done this. And yet what I like about the group is the way they responded was with a lot of energy. And it was kind of truly having fun. And we're fortunate to be back doing this. And so it was... does seem like a long time ago, and yet now I think we, you know, with the number of practices we've had, it feels right that you know the season is upon us.
Yeah, the season starts Friday night, 7 o'clock. Our coverage will start at 5 along these Badger Network stations. The Illinois Fighting Illini coming into town. We'll talk more about the Game 1 opponent a bit later in the show. In the meantime, if you've missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand via our podcast, Behind the Badgers. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll take a break. More of the Paul Christ Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Cleary, our foundation is built on two simple facts: great people and the highest quality product in the market. Our family of employees take pride in every building. Whether you are looking for commercial, ag, or storage for your toys, contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Visit clearybuilding.com today and explore all of our unique buildings.
Cleary built with pride before the Shamrock Supplied.
Hey, Stan, how's it going?
Hey, Jim, it's going pretty well. Eve and I are looking into mortgages.
Where are you looking? We just refinanced and are super happy with our lender.
We're not really sure. Been looking around, but it all seems pretty complicated.
Yep, exactly why we went with Monona Bank. Their mortgage lenders are great. They keep it simple, walk you through the process. You can even apply online. In fact, we were so happy we moved all of our accounts over there.
Thanks for the tip, neighbor.
Monona Bank, your home for home mortgages. From one neighbor to another, we get it. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA. What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Culver's to play the Culver's Build Your Butter Burger game. Yes, sir, you could win great Culver's prizes. Badger merchandise, the grand prize of a $500 Culver's gift card and a $250 University Bookstore gift card. That's uwbadgers.com/Culver's. We continue with Badgers head coach Paul Christ. The Badgers open up on Friday night, 7 o'clock kick at Camp Randall Stadium against Illinois. And we're trying to put a little ribbon ribbon here on the camp and everything that is leading up here to game one. I know you're asked, and I probably hit you with a few of these myself, about how you run camp. Is it different? How do you kind of get your guys back into the rhythm of a camp, into the rhythm of a season without spring ball? Having rambled like I just did, you guys as coaches, I'd be careful not to overthink it too.
Probably a balance. I think that I'd be guilty of probably overthinking it. You know, I don't know how many different schedules that you worked on and put on, and then, you know, you're also how many times I've changed them. And so I think that you definitely have to let the moment and the time and where you're at with a team drive it. But I think that, you know, we knew it was going to be different, and you know, for a number of reasons, you know, no longer typical training camp. There's no school. There's really no distractions. It's all just football, and I think that's one of the reasons why that's typically one of my favorite times of the year, mm-hmm. right? And then this year was different, you know, and even school was different for the kids with the online classes and whatnot. And so I think we did make a little bit of a decision to try to get into, it was kind of a combination of preseason practices and a little bit of that in season weekly schedule because of the kind of the time commitments that, you know, the kids filled out their class schedules thinking we'd be ready for a season. We, you know, here we practice in the mornings, and then in the evenings we have meetings. So that was kind of booked. And, you know, I think where it was different was we tried to take advantage of the weekends, you know, and let them sleep in a little bit more. And Saturday and Sunday, you know, use that. We're in the season. Obviously, Saturday you are, but Sunday is typically our off day. So I think that part felt a little bit maybe more like a camp would feel like. But, you know, you knew it was going to be different. But I thought everyone knew what we needed to get done and handled it well. And then, you know, because of kind of where we were at and different individuals were at, you know, we had a good chunk of our team was able to start kind of on time. And then we had another pretty solid wave of people join us. And so you knew it wasn't like everyone on the roster was available day one. And so you kind of knew that going in, which was probably helpful. And so you just kind of built around that. And yet at the end of it, you know, I appreciate the way the kids approached it. And I think we got done what we needed to get done. Obviously, you know, we're going to play the game and you're going to find out for sure. But I don't know if what you did in preseason practice always can flat out equal what happened in the first game, too.
Yeah, it seems like every time we get ready to see your team, and for any team in a first game, there's always that big element of unknowns, right? And you always hear, like, well, special teams can be really vulnerable. I guess it's all that and then some now, just given this environment here?
Yeah, it is, and you've known me long enough, too, that I'm never one to really feel like, boy, we're right where we need to be.
Exactly.
And it's all done. And yet I think if you had a traditional spring ball and a normal summer, quote-unquote normal summer, and a fall camp, there'd still be questions about the, you know, the freshmen that are playing for the first time or the, you know, new starter that's played maybe on special teams and had some select plays, right? So I guess that probably doesn't change, and it will never change. And, you know, what's it going to be like, you know, this offense without, you know, Jonathan Taylor and without Quintez, our defense without Zach Bond and Chris Orr, right? Those, regardless of what happened and what kind of offseason we would have had, we'd still be talking about the same things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this year, unfortunately, you know, starting quarterback gets injured. And, you know, that was going to be a conversation regardless of what happened before. So I think, you know, some of those have just come with it, and yet it was a very different off season, and yet, you know, I think that's why I think we're all grateful is that now we get to start a season, and to this point, you know, the game week preparation leading up to the game has been really not much different than it would be last year, the year before that. So it's there's probably a mix of everything, but we're excited to get going.
You had a chance recently, a night practice where you could kind of tinker with the piped in crowd noise, the music. Now, you've played music at practice since you've been here, and I think it does predate you even here at Wisconsin. So in that regard, it's going to be different for these guys that come out of the tunnel, but the actual game atmosphere isn't going to be a ton different maybe from a practice atmosphere, right?
Right. I mean, that's what really that night did. It was really trying to get a sense of, all right, this is the volume that it's going to be at, and that's kind of been mandated from the league. And you know, certainly we're going to miss, you know, the fans. And I think that's one thing I've never taken for granted is that, you know, Camp Randall is one of the best game day atmospheres. And, you know, I've been fortunate. I've been a lot of different places and stadiums, and so we're going to miss that part of it. And I think that's one thing that's special, and I've always felt that, you know, with the fans here and whatnot, we don't have that. And so you try to then, okay, what is it going to be like? And you try to mimic it as much as you can. I think we've done that a number of times. And, yeah, it'll be different because you know it's a game. And I think whether there's 80,000 or none in the stands, at some point it does kind of – the focus narrows down to what's happening between the lines. And it'll be interesting to see how kids – respond to it. You know, what was it like? And you know, I do know that certainly there's a lot of energy that our players feed off of, you know, our home crowd. And, you know, they've been talking about it, and I think they're right. You know, you got to bring your own juice. And yet you kind of got to do that every year. You know what I mean? Like, yep. If you're waiting for someone else to get you going, you're in trouble from the get-go. So I'm glad they reminded themselves of that.
Yeah, it's a smart group. We'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Paul Christ in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
You take pride in the hard work you put into maximizing your soybean yields. But there's something to be said for recognizing a simpler way to boost your bushels. Introducing Enlist E3 soybeans from Dairyland Seed, the most advanced trait technology available in soybeans today. With the same application window you're used to, improve weed control and herbicides that land and stay on target, we're taking yields where they've never gone before. Discover how Enlist E3 soybeans are making farmers proud to plant Dairyland Seed at DairylandSeed.com.
At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, you'll find innovative treatments that just aren't available anywhere else. You'll find experts who have dedicated their entire lives to treating your type of cancer, to meeting your specific needs. So if you're in the unfortunate position of facing a cancer diagnosis, there's only one place you should find yourself: at Wisconsin's only nationally recognized comprehensive cancer center, UW Health. Remarkable.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On Wisconsin.
For Badgers fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's game day and everyone is coming over. Make sure your menu starting lineup includes Odyssey Feta Cheese, a great addition to dips, salads, pizzas, or nachos. Impress your guests with a trio of Odyssey Greek yogurt dips, bell pepper, French onion, and Southwest. They're great with chips or veggies. And the MVP goes to Buholzer Brothers Monster, Brick, Havarti, and Dill Havarti Cheese. Delicious, versatile, and great for melting. Find more game day inspired appetizers, sides, and main dishes at odysseybrands.com and buholzerbrothers.com.
Hey, do you have a kid who's an avid Badger fan in your family? Are you looking for ways to keep him connected to UW Athletics? If the answer to those questions is an emphatic yes, sign them up for Bucky's Kids Club, presented by Culver's. Join now for free at uwbadgers.com/kidsclub. That's uwbadgers.com/kidsclub. The Badgers and the Illini opening up the season, the first Big Ten game on the schedule. As a matter of fact, Friday night, 7 o'clock kick here at Camp Randall Stadium. We've kind of put a ribbon here on all the things related to COVID and what these young men have had to deal with to get ready to play a game here. Now counting down the hours to it. Mentioned with Jack Cohn, the quarterback, injured non-contact, we should remind folks or just tell folks who are kind of checking us out here for the first time, stuff happens, and it happened to him. It seems he's out there. He's involved every day. It's not a surprise, but again, it's something you don't take for granted. And it's an example of the leader that he is, not just to the offense, not of the quarterback room, but a team leader, right?
There's no doubt about that, and that's exactly what he is. And, you know, we vote for captains, and this is after the injury, and you know, he's voted as a captain. I mean, he still has a ton of respect, and people look to him, and, you know, it's interesting because I think sometimes people think when a player gets injured that they're somehow gone, and he's as involved as he was before. I mean, nothing has wavered that way, and certainly his role currently is a little bit different, but the amount of energy that he puts into it, the care that he has for it, he still is very much a leader of this team, and obviously admired and appreciated him before the injury, and still to this day, every day you appreciate. He's consistent that way, and it's you feel bad. I think everyone around him feels bad for him. He's the only one that's not feeling bad for himself. You know, and he's doing everything he can in the rehab to, you know, who knows when he'll come back, but he's doing his part. But in the meantime, he is doing anything he can for this team, and it's been fun to see.
Yeah, you know, Graham Mertz has talked about that. He's been helping him every step of the way. I'm sure Chase Wolf and Danny Vandenboom would say much the same thing. From the outside looking in, we're seeing Graham kind of grow here. We watched him in a couple of games last year. What have you seen from him in camp and in the game preparations that tells you that he's as ready as a guy making his third game appearance can possibly be here at this level?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You know, that he is, and you know, I think where I give Graham credit is it wasn't like all of a sudden he had to flip a switch because Jack was injured that, oh, now I got to start doing this, and that. You know, he's been very purposeful in his approach really since he got here. And I think, you know, last year kind of having gone 1 year through it, you know, knew, okay, these are the things that I can do to get better, you know, whether it's something physically, whether it's something just knowing the offense, if it's knowing about defenses. So it's not like all of a sudden, oh, Jack got hurt, now I've got to start preparing differently, right? And I think that, you know, no one wanted the injury to happen to Jack, but, you know, it's also given him some time where, You know, he has taken the reps with the ones, and so I think that helps certainly. And he is, I think, as prepared as he can be. And you know there's going to be some learning that'll continue. And we'd be saying that about him in his first start. And, you know, if Jack was the quarterback and he was playing his 20-whatever start, you'd be saying the same thing. Right? There's always learning to be had. But I like the way that he's approached it. You know, you go into a huddle and you're not a guy that, you know, surrounded by a bunch of other newcomers. You know, there's guys in the offensive line who all played a lot of football. You know, tight ends, receivers, running backs played a lot of football. And I think it's important for a quarterback to know that, you know, he's going to be an important part of it, but he doesn't and can't do it on his own. He's got to rely on others. And even in a bigger picture, you know, we got a defense that we feel like has a chance to be a really good defense. And so, you know, how do I play and complement and play off of what we're doing defensively? And same thing with special teams. And Graham's smart that way, and Graham gets it. And, you know, I think he's obviously confident in, you know, his abilities and confident in what we're asking him to do. And now the next step is for him to go out and to play, and you know, he hasn't played yet as a starter, right? That'll be new for him, but that's part of it, and that's part of college football.
I always love listening to Mark Tauscher about this, because he is emphatic that any game reps matter a lot. So never minimize it. If you're an offensive lineman, whatever the position you play, and if it's 70 to nothing, if you're getting in there, you get speed of the game reps, that matters. And I say that with Graham. I don't want to overblow it, but the two games he played, he got to throw it around a little bit. It wasn't just take a knee. And that helps, I would think, right?
It does help. I mean, there's the – otherwise you're going in with the unknowns. You know, what's it like in a game? You know, and to be able to have that – what's the first completion? The first incompletion, how do I come back to it? First time I've been hit, you know. And so I think, you know, Tausch is exactly right that way, that the reps are so much more valuable than maybe what other people think, you know. And that's the whole – goal. And there's kind of a natural progression too. I mean, the first goal of every player is to get on the field and to play, to participate. And then it's, you know, now I want to make an impact. And, you know, each time you go out, you know, I don't care who you are, you've got a new set of goals. And so he has had those first snaps. Now it's putting it together, and it's he does have some experience, and he's got to rely on that. And yet I think he's also can rely on the experience around him.
All right, we will take a break. Badgers taking on Illinois on Friday night. We'll talk a bit about the Illini as the Paul Chris Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
At UW Health, our transplant teams are working to save lives through living kidney donation and transplantation. As one of the nation's largest transplant centers, our experts have vast experience in matching living donors and recipients to improve outcomes. We participate in the largest national kidney exchange program to ensure that anyone who wants to save a life by donating may do so. Visit uwhealth.org/transplant. UW Health. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking Let's Get It Done people that improve the quality of life in our community. This year is no different. Fabic Cat continues to provide new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and support services to those of you continuing to get the job done. You're making essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like John Jansen, Anthony Herron, and Ben Hartsock, championship specials and more. Get inside Big Ten football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with a free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/Big10SXM.
The Paul Chris Show, brought to you all season long by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your official Wisconsin Happy Hour radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network, the Badgers and the Illini, Friday at 7 o'clock at Camp Randall Stadium. No secret, we've talked about it multiple times this year and in past years, how much you respect Coach Lovey Smith now going into a year where looking to build on there. They had a six-win season. They got into a bowl game, and every team is different, right, year to year, but they have a lot of talent, a lot of returning talent from last year, correct?
That's exactly it. Not just talent, but returning talent. And guys have played a lot of football. And you're right. I've always had a ton of respect for Coach Lovey and you know, back when I was a player here, and then when you follow him. And so it's a combination, right? It's not just a great coach, and it's not just a talented team. And so I think that, you know, last year was a big year for them and did some things that they hadn't done before. And they've got a number of players coming back, both, you know, offensively, defensively. You watch their special teams, and they're sound and they're physical. And so it's a team that when you throw on the tape, and we know there's going to be some others, you know, new faces too. But you look at it, it's a team that returns a lot of players and good football players, and it's well coached. And it's a tough physical group, and you know, offensively, they got the ability to be very explosive, and I think present some challenges to our defense, to where you've got to certainly do your part. And it's a good football team, and we've got to be on if we want to have any type of success.
And as I mentioned, their calling card has been getting the turnovers. It's been a Lovey Smith calling card forever. Is it true that turnover that can be contagious when you force them? You know, like you knock it out a couple times, and then you get even hungrier to create some more.
I think it's that, and it's a belief, you know. And I do what he has done at different places, and I say him, but there's something that he does so well that gets players to believe in it, and then they do it. And once you do it, you know, we saw that with, you know, I remember T.J. Watts last year here. You know, he gets a couple, and all of a sudden, all right, this is what it's like, this is what it feels like, this is where they're open, and all of a sudden then it becomes a little bit even competitive in a healthy way within the group. Okay, I'm watching, how's TJ doing that? You know, this is what it is, and then you take your shots. And I think what's impressive too is the number of times that the ball was on the ground. I think last year they caused 18 turnover fumbles, 16 of them recovered. So that means they're flying to the ball, mm-hmm. And so they're believing in the whole process of it, and they're putting it on tape, and that's something, you know, we started our meetings with that. And obviously it was a real factor in the game that we played last year. We played them 2 years ago. The result was different, but it was a factor in that game. And so, you know, I think that any time you play the game, turnovers, takeaways, that's a big part of it. And, you know, we're going to be challenged right up from the get-go, because this team's as good as there is in creating, you know, takeaways, and we've got to do our job and protecting it, and then when we get a chance to take it away, you know, that's one we'd say, if we can win that battle, the turnover battle, mm-hmm. that would be a good step for us.
You mentioned T.J. Watt and the turnovers. I forever with him, as much as he did well here, and it was a lot. The pick six he had at Purdue, when I thought he was going to eat the football, right? He's just like on yeah. top of the quarterback. You're thinking, that's a bat down. But he just got his meat hooks on it, and it was one of the more impressive forced turnovers I've ever seen.
It was awesome. and that's, you know, and you see that, and now we know what he's become as a professional. And you see that with different players. You don't know that those necessarily translate to the next level. It's a whole different level in the speed. But then when you see him do things that he did here, you're like, that's pretty impressive. You know, you can do it at one level and then do it again at the next level. And I think that's where it's I think the same thing, like when, you know, did you think that they'd be like that, you know, whether it's just talking about his brother JJ or if you're talking about, you know, what Russell did or the, you know, success of, you know, anyone. You don't know how it translates, but when you look back, they did the same thing. You know, Joe Thomas was a great tackle here. It doesn't mean he's going to be a great tackle in the NFL, but when you see him do it, you're like, he's been doing it his whole life. It's kind of a unique balance to me. It's pretty interesting.
You know what's really cool here, too? We got about a minute left, and all these guys, and I'm sure the players, the guys you mentioned would echo it, but, you know, JT, Chris Orr, guys who played before that, when we had a chance to talk to them here in recent weeks, the first thing they talked about is how happy they are that this year's team gets to play. Being a Badger never leaves them, and they know they have an idea what these guys are going through. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool, and you talk about guys that love playing, and I think particularly for the ones that know a lot of the guys, you know, they know, and you think about what they brought and the passion and the energy and the excitement and the care that they had. They see it, and it was for these same groups. So for them to get that opportunity, that's why we're all really grateful and excited to get this thing going.
All right, it gets going Friday night against Illinois, 7 o'clock kick at Camp Randall. Our coverage will start at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. When we continue, we will hear from Badgers senior safety Colin Wilder as we continue with the Paul Chris Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best skateboarders.
Drive sober on your wheels.
And we mean all your wheels.
Because you can't ride a crooked grind if you're like a crook in cuffs slapped with the ultimate fine. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
If you're diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, you need care from people who treat cancer all the time. At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we are those people. We are a world-class team of cancer-fighting experts, from physicians and nurses to physical therapists, nutritionists, and all the dedicated medical professionals in between. We work together with you in hopes of one day finding that cure. UW Health. Remarkable.
Amazing scene at Camp Randall Stadium. Lights are on, snow is falling, and the home team is rolling.
We treasure the moments.
45-40, 35-30, still up and gone. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon.
We cherish the traditions.
Here comes Melvin to the 25, to the 20, Gordon 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Record-breaking run, Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Now, let's protect the legacy. The experience we love as Badgers is at risk, but together, we can emerge from this challenge stronger than ever. Support the Badger Legacy Campaign and keep the Badgers among the nation's best. Learn more at supportthebadgers.org.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Odyssey Brands and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up this dream season to once again present the Odyssey Badger Kid Program. Enter your favorite junior Badger fan for a chance to win recognition during our Wisconsin Dream Season broadcasts and a commemorative Badger Kid prize pack courtesy of Odyssey Brands. Enter today at uwbadgers.com/Badger Kid. Odyssey Brands are proud to say made in Wisconsin for Wisconsin. Find game day inspired appetizers, sides, and main dishes at odysseybrands.com.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, you'll find innovative treatments that just aren't available anywhere else. You'll find experts who have dedicated their entire lives to treating your type of cancer, to meeting your specific needs. So if you're in the unfortunate position of facing a cancer diagnosis, there's only one place you should find yourself. At Wisconsin's only nationally recognized comprehensive cancer center, UW Health. Remarkable.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We continue with the Paul Crist Radio Show. We will be joined now by Badgers senior safety Colin Wilder, who started his college career at Houston, had a redshirt transfer season in 2018, and was on the field for all 14 games for the Badgers a year ago, including an interception in his Badgers debut, the season opener last year down in Tampa against South Florida. It had been a while since he had played in that 2017 season at Houston. He appeared in just two games and then had a season-ending injury. Well, he answered the challenge of getting back into the rhythm of the game and learning Jim Leonard's defense.
It took a little bit, took some time, but really, I mean, that first game when we played South Florida, I kind of started to get some minutes later on in the game. And still at that point, I mean, I was playing some special teams plays, but on defensively, I started to get some playing time later on in the game. And in my mind, I'm just thinking, you know, can I still play at this level? Can I, you know, play at a high level like I know I can? The whole matter of it was just putting it out there on the field and putting it out on film. And getting that interception in that game, from then on, I was like, okay, I can play at this level. I can be the player that I know I can be.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get a pick in that first game and going, yeah, no problem. I can do this, right? There's a lot more where that came from in my time as a Badger, right?
Right, yeah, that's the plan.
Coach has talked a lot, Coach Leonard, about, you know, the defense has been good for several years now, and especially so under his direction, that one of the strengths of the defense is its flexibility. I mean, you have to prepare for so many different kinds of offenses. How much of a challenge is that to really get a grip? Because I players in the past have said, as complicated as it might appear, he can make it simple. He does a good job of simplifying it. Can you help explain that so the rest of us maybe can understand what you guys need to be able to do intellectually to be in line defensively?
Yeah. I mean, Coach Leonard, I mean, such a smart coach, such a smart guy, just personally as well. But when it comes to the game plan, we have a lot of plays that, I mean, we can do a lot off of those plays that Coach Leonard makes for us. But when it comes to the, you know, to game time, to start scheming up teams, he makes those plays a lot more simplified. So, I mean, if it's just to help us with our eyes or to help us just to have just, you have one job this play instead of having three or four, depending on what the play is, he makes it, you just have one job. That way you can play fast, you can play physical. Because at the end of the day, by game day, he wants us to play as fast as possible. So when he simplifies things, he just makes the job into one or two that you can do in that play instead of three or four. So, I mean, Coach Leonard's really smart that way. I mean, obviously, the work speaks for itself.
And something that we saw last year was a lot of depth back there in the secondary. It looks like you're going to have every bit as much, if not more, this year. Do you view it that way?
Yeah, it's. I mean, last year, a lot of guys just got thrown to the fire. I mean, talking to John Torchio and Tyler Mays, I mean, they were telling me that they weren't expecting really to play a whole lot last year. And then all of a sudden, they had to get comfortable with the system really quickly. And by now, I mean, all of us being out there in practice, we expect everyone to have the same level of play. We don't expect any drop off depending on who's out there. We don't care. We just know that we trust everybody at this point. Everybody's played, everybody is ready to play. So, I mean, the expectation now is so much higher than last year, I believe, just all across the board.
Do you and Eric, you know, Eric Brough obviously has been around a long time. You're a senior. I know it's your second year playing here, but you kind of view yourself, you and EB, as leaders back there in the secondary?
No doubt. And I think we have several leaders actually back there. I mean, Scott is another great leader for us. I think we all have different gifts when it comes to connecting with our teammates. Even Fayon Hicks, they do a great job of just knowing how to communicate with each other in a way that everybody's willing to listen. I mean, all of us have different gifts, but I think with all of us together, I mean, that just makes our leadership expand that much more. So it's great to have a lot of leadership back there because most of the time, I mean, we expect to all be on the same page, not only on the field, but off the field.
And the last topic here, non-football related. I know people in my line of work, if they're writers or broadcasters, they asked you a lot about a young girl that you become friends with, Aubrey Wayman. In the COVID world we're in, I think people who are familiar with you a little bit are wondering, how is she doing? Have you been able to still kind of keep in touch virtually at least?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you asking that. I mean, Aubrey's doing really well. I've talked to her several times during quarantine, and her birthday was actually not too long ago, and they invited me to her party, but due to the circumstances, I really appreciated it, but I just wanted to make sure that she stays safe. So, I mean, I just FaceTimed her that day, and it was good to talk to her, but her last treatment, I believe, is sometime in early to mid-December. And then she'll be done. She'll be done with her treatment. So they invited me to have a celebration for that, but I believe it's like the night before a game or something like that. So I wouldn't be able to make that. But she's doing really well, though. I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of good things to look forward to for her, and to where she can finally close this book of such a difficult time for her that's prolonged for a very long time now for her. So. No, she's doing really well. I'm really happy for her. And obviously I wish I could see her right now and celebrate those things with her. But I mean, we're all making sacrifices during these, you know, during these times.
Boy, in a year where there's been so much bad news, that hearing that is going to lift up a lot of people. How old is she now? Is she like 12, 13?
I believe she turned 12. So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So she's getting a lot older now. She's growing up and just getting more creative with her. I mean, she sends me like YouTube videos that she makes with music, and you can just tell, I mean, just how creative she's gotten during quarantine as well. So it's really good just to be in touch with her still throughout these tough times.
That is Badgers senior safety Colin Wilder, and that's some very good news to wrap up this interview at the continued progress of young Aubrey Wayman, young lady out of Sun Prairie dealing with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and continuing very much on the road to recovery. We'll take a break back to wrap things up in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Arch March, Bucky Badger's TD push-ups, the jump around,
The fifth quarter. Wisconsin football traditions run deep. Ford has a tradition too, building rugged, dependable trucks right here in America. Trucks like F-150, Super Duty, and Ranger, built with features that cater to people who build this country. Plus technologies to confidently navigate crowded roads. You know, like Madison on game day. For deals, incentives, and special offers, visit buyfordnow.com or your Wisconsin Ford dealer. A proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Let's check out the rest of the Big Ten schedule on Saturday. Nebraska will be taking on Ohio State. Michigan State will be facing off with Rutgers. Penn State against Indiana. Iowa against Purdue. Michigan makes the trip to the Twin Cities to take on Minnesota, and it'll be Maryland and Northwestern. By the way, the Badgers' first road game a week from Saturday against Nebraska. That will kick off at 2:30 from Lincoln. But first things first, the Badgers and the Illini Friday night at Camp Randall. We'll get things started at 5 o'clock with our pregame coverage, and the kickoff is set for 7 o'clock Central Time. We thank Colin Wilder, Badgers senior safety, as well as head coach Paul Christ, for the head coach, for engineer Dave McCann, for Evan Feely back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We'll talk to you Friday afternoon for the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini, game one, finally, of this 2020 season.
This has been the Paul Christ Radio Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown, Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.